You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day one coverage from ACE 14. Todd, we're wrapping the end of day one of our third year covering ACE. It's been a great day so far. I'm so excited about the next couple of days.
I cannot believe day one is almost over. So we're going to keep this interview going for what, 90 minutes, 2 hours?
No, I think we're going to go all through the night and we're just going to wrap it at around 8 a.m.
It's just the speed that these ACE interview sessions go just never ceases to amaze me. It's just so darned interesting. The time flies.
Fascinating conversations, innovative people. It's just fascinating companies. Well, let's just get right to it, shall we? So say hello to Mike Giratano. He's a sales manager with Metron Farnier and Transparent Technologies. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd.
It's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Speaking of Metron Farnier and Transparent Technologies, give us the 10,000-foot view. What do you guys do? How do you serve your market?
Well, Todd, we are a water meter and AMR, AMI manufacturer. The Metron Farnier side is the meter division, and the Transparent Technologies, or as we call it, T2, is the electronics AMR, AMI division of what we do. Metron, in a nutshell, was established in 1989. We brought the first single jet technology water meters to the U.S. marketplace in 89, incorporated in 90, and were basically the driving force behind the AWWA standard of the C712. It was the first new water meter standard that the AWWA had established in over 30 years. And that was back in 02. And from that point, about that same time, we established Transparent Technologies, which is our AMR, AMI now manufacturing division. Everything is designed and built in Boulder, Colorado. And we have a very new and exciting product that is really revolutionary. And I think that's what we're here to talk about today.
Mm-hmm. Well, cellular-based meter reading. It's something that, frankly, we have not talked a whole lot about.
Yeah.
Which, on the one hand, it surprises me a little.
Yes.
I mean, cellular's been around for a while, but give us an overview. Give us Cellular 101.
Todd, it's kind of a cool story the way that it kind of worked out. We developed, of course, like everybody else, a remote three-wire connected radio box, which we called our M2 radio. It's a two-way device that has some very high-end data logging ability. But the technology is moving away from drive-by, and that was a drive-by product that was really the first migratable hybrid fixed network product as well, where you could start out drive-by and install infrastructure and read the same endpoint with the same RF frequency with fixed network equipment. Mm-hmm. We had this idea, we developed the Innovate Register, which is a play on the spelling of the word. It's INNOV and the number 8. It's an 8 dial universal register that actually not only is designed to attach and work with our meters, but also can be universally retrofitted to most of the other major manufacturers, PDs, turbines, and some compound meters as well. And the unique thing is that it actually can improve the low flow ability of a used or new disc meter without doing anything other than just replacing the register, taking the mechanical register off of the existing meter, putting the Innovate register onto that meter.
So it's not a complicated transition, didn't sound like.
It's a very simple attachment. It takes less than 5 minutes, and that's if you're not trying. So
Schnick could do it in probably seven or eight minutes.
Yeah, it might take him a little bit longer. But the idea of a few years back, though, was infrastructure is the big issue with going to AMI. Everybody, you have to do the propagation studies, and you have to spend the money there. You have to then test buy the infrastructure, install it, test it, and then you might be able to start reading some meters once you've gone through all of that effort and expense. And then you're your own wireless company as well. As the utility, you now own and maintain and support a wireless infrastructure. And we had the idea, the best infrastructure, wireless infrastructure, in almost every utility across the country is already in place, and that's the Verizon wireless infrastructure. Well, we went out and we talked to Verizon, we brought them in, and we have some very intelligent engineers that were able to do was said to be impossible, and that was basically install, instead of RF, an RF chip in the Innovate register, we replaced it with a cell phone modem. And the biggest issue that we had to tackle was making that register, that battery, last at least 10 years.
Right.
Doing what the regular Innovate, the drive-by Innovate does, which is the most complicated and sophisticated piece of electronic equipment prior to the VN product, the Innovate VN. So, but you had to have it also make a phone call every day and dump the data of the meter reading, which, by the way, we store 5-minute interval reads every day. 288 data points per day is what, in super off-peak hours between 1 and 6 a.m. every day, the Innovate register makes a data connection, or it makes a phone call, and it dumps 288 data points, 5-minute interval readings, into the utility's private internet cloud. The Microsoft Azure cloud is who we're partnered with. And so they have extreme high-resolution data logging at 5-minute intervals, which is the default setting. And the unique thing about this is what we were talking about was infrastructure and what costs the utility and what is the biggest stumbling block as far as implementing AMI or going to AMI on a grand scale or just in piecemeal type of deployments is infrastructure and maintaining and owning and supporting that infrastructure. Then you can start reading your meters once you've done that. You can start putting endpoints out there and reading those meters. What we're doing is you can go out and either replace the meter with a meter that has the Innovate VN register on it, the virtual network register, or you can retrofit the register to your existing meter system. You put it on the meter today, and you're reading it tomorrow without any investment of infrastructure, without any deployment of infrastructure. So you don't have any of those costs or headaches that go along with infrastructure. And with our product, what we actually do with Verizon is we collect all the costs up front and pay them all up front. So the utility has no ongoing, it's not like they're going to get 200,000 cell phone bills every month for their register, their Innovate VN deployments. That is a key point where the cost is one time up front for the unit, and you've got 10 years worth of reads essentially every day. And the information that we're able to provide to the utility by doing what's unique in the industry, a 5-minute interval data logging, is invaluable. What the utility can do with that information is just, it's head and shoulders above what the competition can offer.
Well, like what? Get specific on that.
I might be bragging a little bit right now, but what the rest of the industry is doing now as far as one-hour interval data logging, we were doing truly 15 years ago. We've taken it to a new level now, and what we're able to do is offer this 5-minute interval information that gives you true visual views of a low-flow leak on a residential property. We can actually, because it's part of the meter and not a remote device hooked up to a mechanical register that's mm-hmm. pulsing every 10 gallons or 100 gallons or whatever, we're actually also delivering minutia levels of consumption, so down to fractions of a gallon, as well as the 5-minute interval. So we're able to see fractions of a gallon of as far as the leaks go. And also, we're able to accurately size large meter applications with that type of resolution as well, so we can see what true peak flows are on big meters. And in the industry, it's an issue many times where you have a 2-inch or a 3-inch meter in place and it keeps blowing up. And then with 1-hour information, you can't tell what the true peaks are. You can't see true low flow leaks either. All you know is you got a 1-hour time bucket and this is how much was used in that hour. You don't know when it peaked or what the actual, you know, low and high flows truly are. But with the 5-minute interval information, you're seeing essentially true information as to what's happening in real life on those both low flow type of leaks and high flow peak situations.
With all this detailed consumption information available now, I mean, you've talked about how that's impacting the utilities themselves and what they can do with that.
Right.
How's that impacting the user? How is that changing
the end user?
Yeah.
Well, what's essential with AMI is that the end user has to be able to log on through the utility's website, through a link, or however the vendor might provide that information. But they, with our VN Central software, the user would log on with their password and username through the utility's website to their account and see only their account information, but they can actually see historical information, last month versus this month, last year this month versus this year this month. They can see the data log graph that actually shows them the last 30 days just visually right there. But they can go back up to 2 years and see that information as well if they want to look that far back. But what we show them on the graph page or on the login page is their last 30 days use in 5 minute interval and then in daily interval as well. So it shows the day, the daily consumption time bucket graph below the 5 minute interval graph.
I wish I had that when my two daughters were teenagers.
It's
I'm telling you.
You know, when we were offering 1 hour interval information, people were saying, we don't need that information. You know, the utilities, that's just too much information. But when you have data logging real information at your fingertips, utilities, every instance, have come back and said, we don't know how we lived without it before. So if you're going to data log, you want to get as much information and as high resolution, quality resolution information that you can possibly get. And we deliver that with the Innovate VN register. Like I said, the information is 5 minute interval, fraction of a gallon resolution type of logging. So
if I'm a manager of a utility and I'm making a decision about some installing new metering technology, what kind of things should I think about? What process should I go through to make an intelligent decision?
A quality utility manager, and all of them that I've ever met are quality people, but there's a due diligence that you have to do. You have to really, you know, research the new technologies that are out there. And believe me, in the last several years, there's just
there's a
ton of new technologies. And if you're sitting still, you're lagging behind is what's happening. And we like to think that we kind of push the industry to think outside the box. We've done things like drive-by data logging, two-way connection, being able to drive through a neighborhood and actually retrieve 30 days of five-minute interval information without leaving the vehicle, without slowing down the vehicle, and just reading and have a leak flag, and it automatically pulls that log as we're driving by, and it's stored on the hard drive. These are things that when we came out with this technology, it was, you can't do that. It's impossible to do it. And now it's not that big of a deal. I think we still do it better than anybody else. We've been doing it longer than anybody else. But we want to push the industry to kind of think outside the box. This is not the only cellular product out there. It was originally, when we were starting to design it, the first. We are actually deployed with our product. We do have many sites around the country that are using the VN product. But you have to do your due diligence, and you can't sit still and think that you're just going to use the same product that you've been using for the last 50 years, and you're going to do the same things that you've been doing that everybody did before you were doing. So you're taking a dinosaur out of the ground and putting a dinosaur back into the ground. You're going to have the same problems eventually with that new dinosaur. So you've got to research what's available out there, and that can be a daunting task just because there is so much new technology. But we're trying to get the word out. We're partnered with Verizon on this product in a dual marketing effort. So those guys, the Verizon people, are keeping all of Metron sales staff extremely busy going out and setting up appointments with their customers. And this isn't the only product that Verizon partners with in the water industry. There's SCADA devices. These are M2M. It's machine to machine is what they call it. So there's a lot of different products in the water industry that are M2M partnered with Verizon. But this is the most exciting thing that I think that they'll agree is for mass deployment. This is a huge opportunity for both of us.
So. Yeah. Well, Mike, I hate to say it. We could keep talking. So much excitement in this industry and where it's going, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, where can people go to learn more about Metron Farnier and T2?
They can go to metronfarnier.com. That's M-E-T-R-O-N, same word, Farnier, F like Frank, A-R-N-I-E-R.com. Or they can call the office in Boulder is 800-763-8766. And depending on what region you're calling from, the receptionist will put you in touch with the correct person that handles that territory.
All right. Mike Gerritano, the Metron Farnier and Transparent Technology Sales Manager. It's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Todd,
and joining
thank you very
us.
Much.
All right. That wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd. Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14 will return tomorrow morning. We'll see you tomorrow.